think we've finally gotten, after a year of doing this, we've finally gotten fairly okay at making sure that we're recording an actual episode.
And the card is in there, right?
No, I didn't check for that.
This is why I have a computer going right now, while you're bullshit.
I don't think that thing records quite right either, though.
Probably not.
The few times that
it doesn't look like it, I'll tell you that.
Like most of the times when you send me one, you're like, hey, I recorded it. It's recording off the laptop's microphone, so it picks up every fucking thing.
Oh, shit.
And it is completely uneditable for me. I'm sure there's a person somewhere, like on Fiverr or in a studio, that could run that through. I'm almost 100% positive that, what is it, Fidelis? Oh, Sean Robinson. Sean could make that shit work. No problem. But he's a professional sound guy, so he's got a few more skills than I got.
And he probably would have had the laptop's thingamajigger turned off already.
Oh, yeah. We would have sat down and he'd already just be like twisting knobs and hooking us up. But we would probably also be in a studio somewhere.
Yeah.
Not sitting on my back patio.
But that's not as fun. The back patio has character.
It does. It does.
And it's ever evolving.
It's ever changing, that's for certain. You know, when I get the pool put in, hopefully that happens someday.
That'll be fun.
I'll really enjoy that. Amber probably. She probably won't.
Really?
Yeah, she hates everything fun.
Dude, a person's pool is great. Community pool or an apartment pool?
Oh, you mean the community bathroom?
Yes. Trust me, Gabe was in the pool with no shirt. Yeah,
that's probably the first time he's had a bath.
I've never actually been back since then.
Yeah, there's.
Oh, does he live in y'all's apartment?
No, he was visiting some dumbass.
That was a couple years ago.
Oh wow.
Years ago, I'm not even sure Gabe's still alive.
I'm trying to get my pool bod back. Started exercising again this morning.
Jesus, really?
Yeah.
Gym or just at home?
Right now I'm just trying to do cardio. Hey, no shit, man. I get to moving around and doing too much crap. I feel like I'm going to have a fucking heart attack some days. So I'm like, yeah, it's time for me to start doing something. So take Nick's for a walk.
I got to say, go for a walk. There you go. Take Nick's for a walk for sure. But walk fast. Don't just
walk fast.
Walk like I do going through the grocery store.
That's why we don't shop together. I'm not doing that.
Well, I mean, that's probably the same thing that Amber bitches about. Like, I can't walk that fast. Would you slow down? She always has said that. It's not because she's pregnant. I mean, this was long before she got pregnant. I walked way too fast for her.
I can't do it.
And I still walk way too fast. That's why she won't go walk the dog with me at night. She's like, you walk too fast. And I'm like, well, it's just my normal pace. But my normal pace is about a 17-minute mile walking.
Yeah.
That's about my normal pace, about a 17-minute mile. And then I'll jog every once in a while, knock it down to...
No, fuck that.
Well, I want to get it back down to where I can run. You know, I'm not trying to go sub 18 minutes again, but I'd like to get down in a low 23 miles.
Dude, running's bad for your knees. Don't fuck them up anymore.
Everything's bad for you.
Running's bad, man. Just walk.
Nah.
I'm not lying. Just walk.
Running's good for you.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
It's bad for your joints. If you are going to run, make sure you run in grass, not on concrete.
And good luck with that around here.
Oh, no. I'll be running on asphalt. Or concrete. I stay on the sidewalks.
It's bad for your joints, man.
It'll be okay. Pain ain't nothing but weakness leaving the body. Shit's either going to nut up or shut up. Or, maybe my ankles turn out to be Simone Biles and they just quit.
Well, you know, it happens.
Wasn't even her ankles that just quit.
Yeah, no, she just quit. But now she's coming back. She's going to do the
beam, I think.
The beam, yeah. She's going to come back and do the beam, yeah. So apparently she only quits whenever, you know, it's a team sport and the rest of the team's depending on her. And fuck that, I'm done. But I'll come back for an individual. That way I don't have to, you know, I don't know, contribute to anything.
I don't know. I couldn't do half. I couldn't do a quarter of what any of those people do. No chance.
Nope.
I have no balance. I don't like concussions. Thanks. No.
I'm not claiming I can do any of that shit.
Not at all.
But I can guarantee you one thing. I could put any of them on a fucking four-wheeler, and we can go out to Ogden right now, and none of them coming home alive. How about we go out here, and we just race Loretta Lynn real quick, and we'll see who finishes and who doesn't. I'm just saying, I mean, when you call yourself a world-class athlete, that's cool. I mean, you're a great gymnast. You're a world-class gymnast.
Speaking of which, did you see my Cubs and their fucking fire sale?
No. Ooh, I saw Bryant got traded.
All of them. Bryant, Rizzo, Javi Baez.
Where'd they send them?
All gone.
Well, I know Bryant went to San Francisco because the Strohs played San Francisco on Sunday.
I think,
and I watched that mess.
Rizzo went to the Mets, and I think Javi Baez went to the Capitals.
What in the good y'all possibly
fucking
gotten them for them?
Fire sale.
What do you think they're trying to do?
I think that's the reason. I think that Theo Epstein knew this was coming.
I thought you were about Theo Vaughn again. I'm like, well,
no,
what does Theo Vaughn got to do with this?
Theo Epstein knew this was coming. This is why he stepped down and joined the MLB. And this fucking Jed Hoyer cunt.
Where are they getting these people? They had to come out of South Louisiana. That's the only Jed I know.
Jed Hoyer is the GM now.
Jed had to grow up in South Louisiana. Nobody in the rest of the
planet. And was bitching about it. He's like, oh, we made him fair offers. My ass, you did. It was a fucking fire sale, bro. It's the definition of it.
I saw Bryant. They had a clip on YouTube.
As soon as they all got traded, every single one of them, home runs, their first debut on their new teams.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them.
Yeah. No, I saw that, and I saw where Bryant was. He had like a tearful parting ways. He was in the dugout when they got the call.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, well, you know, I mean, that's baseball. It's the nature of the game. The UTOU deal got finalized. So OU and UT are coming to the SEC in 2025 when their contractual agreements are up.
My ass.
No,
sooner than later.
You want to know what's funny, though? Sarkisian's like, yeah, we're about to go to this podunk-ass fucking conference. We're going to tear shit up. And I was like, bro.
You haven't torn shit up in 10 goddamn years. What are you talking about?
I'm just sitting there going, dude, this is in 2025. You got to make it another 4 years as the head coach of UT before you even come to the SEC.
that's going to happen way sooner than that, I promise.
That may be, but I'm just sitting here going, the Longhorns hasn't had a coach last four fucking years and God only knows how long. You can't win in the Big 12, give it up in the SEC, bro.
And especially right now, this time, NFL teams can't keep their shit together. Everybody keeps getting sick. They keep getting sick. Jesus fucking Christ.
That whole deal. Where they're requiring the vaccines and the masks and all that shit and trying to push that on the teams. I side with a lot of the players that are like, I'll fucking retire.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give up that money.
Because, I mean, you've made it. I'm going to have to get back some money, but I make enough. I got enough. My investments are there.
That's why the Aaron Rodgers thing, everybody was speculating. He's going to Denver. He's not going to Denver. He's not going to get traded. And he's not going to retire, because if he retires, he's going to have to cut a check for $32 million to the Green Bay.
In his situation, that's one thing.
Yeah, but some of these other guys, especially the older ones that have been playing for a long time, that have their investments set, that have their financial stuff built.
Like Fitzgerald. If Fitzgerald decides that he doesn't want to take that fucking shot, which he's already been vocal about, he doesn't want to take the shot. He doesn't want the vaccine.
Larry?
Yeah.
Arizona? Yeah. Oh, fuck it. He should have already been retired.
He's still a highly productive wide receiver.
He should have retired 5 years ago.
Yeah, but he's still highly productive and was still one of the best in the league. I also saw where Ocho Cinco was saying, he tweeted out to New Orleans, said, all I need is a company car and a place to stay.
That's always Chad, though. Chad's always been that way, bro.
He's like, I don't even need a contract. We ain't got to do none of this shit. I will go fill in for my boy over here in New Orleans. All you got to do is give me a company car and a place to stay. And then when he's healthy and he can come back, I'll just go on about my business. I was laughing at that.
That's pretty damn funny.
Oh, man.
Fuck, he's been out of the league for, what, 5 years?
He said he's still in football shape. He says he is.
Yeah. But.
Yeah.
I mean, looking at pictures, yeah. He's not out of shape. He's not walking around. Sorry, Charles Barkley, but he ain't walking around looking like Charles Barkley. No, that's what. Well, what I'm getting at is, it's not like he quit playing football and blew up.
Right.
Like, he looks physically to be in the same shape that he was when he was playing football.
He's probably still going to a gym or something.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's still working out. But what I'm getting at is, if he's even in...
Those guys at that high level, there's no way they're getting out of shape. There's no such thing as out of shape.
Unless they decide to sit on their couch and play video games.
That's,
all
well,
time.
I mean that's what Chad O'Shea does.
I'm sitting there looking at, you know, Michael Irvin, like... Look, bro, I mean, I wouldn't want to be trying to throw a football to you anymore. You're a big dude, maybe a tight end? But you ain't no wide receiver no more.
Is Tebow going to make it as a tight end?
I think so.
I don't know.
But, I mean, when you see the jokes where people are like, well, if Trevor Lawrence ever throws a touchdown pass to Tim Tebow, don't turn on ESPN for like a week.
Oh, yeah, forget about it. That's all they're going to talk about.
All day.
They'll get a shitload of ticket sales out of that shit, dude.
They are. Man.
They are going to get a shitload of ticket sales out of that.
And looking
Brett.
At Tebow, Tebow's not out of shape either. That motherfucker went fucking. He was putting in some work on some iron, bro. He wasn't never that big as a freaking quarterback.
No. He's always a big dude.
He's been stout. I'm not saying that he wasn't, but looking at the pictures of him at workout, dude, he's bigger than what he was when he played for us. I was speaking of Aaron Rodgers, to circle back to that bullshit. $90 million 2 years, that's what he wanted?
What'd he get?
Oh, I don't know what Green Bay paid him.
There's something goofy going on there with his contract.
He was saying he wanted $90 million
like
for 2 years. And like, who are you going to throw a football to, bro? Yourself?
No, he got Randall Cobb back. Well, Randall Cobb, I mean, a shell of himself.
$90 million for 2 years?
Yeah.
He's the second best quarterback in the NFL.
He is, but there's called a salary cap, bro. If I give you $90 million, who do you want me to block for you? Who do you want me to get to? Who are you going to hand the ball to?
Yeah.
Nobody. That is what you're going to do. You're going to hand the ball to nobody.
You have
And guess who's going
to
block for you? Absolutely nobody.
Is Devontae Adams still there or not?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't keep up with Green Bay.
People that can actually catch the ball.
You know what comes out of Green Bay? Shame and pregnancy tests. That's all that comes out of Green Bay. Jesus Christ. Fuck Green Bay.
As much as he says that, shame and pregnancy tests come out of a lot of places. It's not just Green Bay.
West Texas.
It's a lot of places.
Chicago.
No, come on now.
Especially the quarterback position in Chicago.
Fields is looking good. All reports I'm seeing is Justin Fields is looking good.
Yeah, well, yeah. Good luck to him.
I think Nick Foles is going to get traded, too, because Wentz went down.
Yeah, Wentz is out.
Yeah,
definitely right now.
For like 12 weeks.
Oh, so they came back with a prognosis?
Yep.
Is it plantar fasciitis?
No, I think he had surgery. I don't remember what the fuck it was.
Well, he was saying that he couldn't pivot off of his back foot.
His foot. Yeah, he's got a foot problem. He had surgery.
And I know that when Manning played for us and he had that plantar fasciitis, he had issues trying to plant. Apparently, whenever you have this, it's like a numbness or a sharp pain in the center of your foot.
Your arch.
Yeah, in the arch of your foot.
How's that go, Amber? How's that go?
Okay. a little more. Yeah, well. But, yeah, it's like in the arch of your foot where you get a sharp pain. And, like, he was having problems.
I wouldn't want it. I'll tell you that right now.
No.
Apparently, you don't want turf toe either because that's sideline Dion for, like, 300 years.
Yeah, that'll destroy your career for sure. Turf toe has ended careers for
sure. It ended fucking Dion's career. Yeah. And somebody was stupid enough to pay him $100 million for 2 years. And guess how many games he played?
I would bet none.
Two.
Oh.
He played the first game of each season and didn't fucking touch a football after that.
For who?
Probably in the
Atlanta?
Contract.
Was it Atlanta? I think it was Atlanta.
I thought he started with Atlanta and then came to the Cowboys.
San Francisco was in there somewhere. The Niners.
Oh, don't make me lie. I don't know now.
The Niners were in there somewhere.
Nah, that's too long ago. Jesus Christ, that's 20 years.
The Niners, I think, were his first team. And then
MTV turned 40 years old.
And we just turned one.
I know. What the fuck?
We still got more music entertainment than they do.
We don't have ridiculousness. We don't have ridiculousness. Well, if we could get some cameras set up, we might. You never know.
Yeah.
The tens unit is a great idea.
We could do the try to drink a beer on the tens unit.
Fuck.
Oh, hell no.
Bitch, I've got a tens unit at the house. You got to remind me next week to bring. Isn't that 9 volt?
I don't remember.
I think it's a 9 volt.
We haven't brought it out in so long because...
It's sitting in the bedroom. I know exactly where it's at.
It worked, though.
Oh, fuck yes, it works.
Y'all do realize, though, that this past weekend was the last weekend of no football.
Oh.
You got the All-Star game this weekend.
Of what?
Football. Steelers and somebody playing the
Hall of Fame game?
The Hall of Fame game, sorry.
No.
Hall of Fame games this weekend.
They're still in training camp. Shut the fuck up.
Hall of Fame games this weekend.
No.
Yep. Look it up. Quit yelling no at me. You got a phone right next to you.
Shit up.
Got a phone right next to you.
I don't care that, but it's that fucking preseason of preseason games. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Who the fuck is it?
Steelers and somebody. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's not like...
Yeah, it's complete...
Not like they're going to be playing.
Dog shit.
That's a scrimmage game of scrimmage games. Although, if they took after, you know, my high school baseball coach, Coach Warren, they would... Their training camp would consist of scrimmage games. That's all we ever did, dude. At Coach Warren, when we played baseball, we were going to Liberty Isle every fucking week. We were playing Liberty Isle every
week. Does that mean Hard Knocks comes out soon?
Should. Or start soon.
I heard something about that on one of your podcasts that you were listening to.
Cheating on us again, huh? That's cool.
Bitch, that's all I do. That's my entertainment. All I do is listen to podcasts. Jesus Christ.
Redneck TikTok. That needs to be a thing on your list.
Not doing TikTok, for fuck's sake.
Dude, redneck
not doing
TikTok.
It. I refuse to do TikTok.
Redneck TikTok. Not
bitch,
just regular
I'm on
TikTok.
Twitter. I'm on Twitter. You tweeted out today. I quote tweeted it and put it out there.
We'll see if our listenership goes up, or listenership.
We'll work on it.
But I'm saying, man, redneck TikTok, that's a whole nother level of TikTok. That's some funny shit.
Is that a true thing that the U.S. has its own servers as opposed to China?
For TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed a bunch of shit up. I think it all is owned and ran by either Microsoft or Google now.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I doubt
that. You think Google's going to let China have that information if they can have it? Shit.
Google wants everything.
They want to put a shot in you and fucking trace you with a microchip. Saw this Canadian fucker online today.
You're already getting
ago.
Traced on your fucking phone. Why the fuck would they care about a microchip in your body?
Oh, because your phone can die. They need backups.
Are you straight Q now? Is that the problem? Jeez, what are you listening to? One American Network?
Says the man with the smartphone and everything that can possibly trace your ass.
Yeah, I mean, if they wanted to find me, I wouldn't be hard to find.
No.
But I'm not worried about them. It's like, they showed up at my house and knocked on my door. I'm like, okay, whatever. What are you going to do, arrest me?
Yeah, okay. I want that 9mm, by the way.
You want my 9mm? Yeah,
pretty much.
Well, go buy one. They're not expensive.
Fantastic.
Not expensive.
I was really impressed with that. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's the
I'm not a gun guy, but I'm here to tell you, I was really impressed with that.
That's the Gen 5, and Steve got the Gen 3.
Steve.
The whore.
Oh. Like, you have to figure this one out?
Yeah, he's completely retarded. You seen him try to wrap up fucking cords? Like, I swear to God.
How does he get that?
Oh, he has just the Gen 19. He has a Glock 19 Gen 3. Which you don't have to have anything special to get the Gen 3. You don't have to have anything special to get a Gen 5.
I thought you had to have DD214.
I had to have my DD214 because I have the blue label. Because I couldn't find a Gen 5 anywhere. And they had the Gen 5 blue labels, which is for law enforcement, first responders, shit like that. There's really no difference in it. It's just, that's what they call it. And honestly,
I've got a DD214. I can do that.
Yeah. Or you can just look at Palomo State Armory, man. Every once in a while, they'll get the Gen 3s and they'll put them out, and they're only like $550.
I'm shocked at how low that costs.
Yeah.
For that was, I was really impressed with that gun.
Especially when you
and
sit
I'm
there
not,
and go,
I'm not gun guy, right? So I am not gun guy. I'm telling you all right now, I don't do guns.
Like they
but
have
that
the,
was fantastic.
SIG has their Legion.
Well, I mean, come on. I can't afford SIG.
And I found those on sale right last couple days anyway. They've popped up on sale in a few different places for $1,200.
For a SIG, that's not bad.
It's not horrible for a SIG.
For a SIG, that's usually a $3,000 fucking gun, bro.
Here's the thing. Just get the Glock. It's cheap. You can freeze the motherfucker. You can run it through a sawmill and pull it out the other side and cap a bitch. The fucking gun works, period. If it fits your hand,
dude,
and you're comfortable with it.
It felt so damn good. I've never had a gun that fit in my hand that. There's a feel to it, right? You don't understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a feel to it, and it just fit. And I'm like, holy fuck, this is cool as fuck.
And this is why I stick with 22s, because I'm
tiny. I'm not doing a fucking
22. Drop it like it's hot. I think it's funny that you see this picture on Facebook that's floating around of this chick. I don't know what her name is, but it was from the 2016 Olympics. And so she's sitting there. She's holding it's a pellet gun. People are acting like this is like a fucking 357 Magnum pistol or some shit. But this is the pistol sharpshooting contest or sharpshooting event for the females. And she's got, have you ever seen The Witcher or played the video game Witcher? So first off, you're fucked up there. Go watch.
I know of it.
Go watch
it
the
is.
Show. Go watch the show. The show is actually great. But in the video game, there's houses. And you get different abilities for being in different houses or different armor sets. Sorry. So different armor sets that give you different attributes, right? So you got the House of the Wolf, the Bear, the Cat, and something else. Been a long time since I played it. But So this chick is actually has the medallion for the House of the Wolf hanging off of one of her belt loops. And so she's just got her hand in her pocket and she's like nonchalantly like offhand shooting with one hand in her pocket. And she has that medallion hanging there. So, of course, the gamer fucking community latches onto this and they're like, this bitch's shooting style is so awesome. And then people are like, she could never pull the trigger on that freaking gun. Recoil would just be too much. And blah, blah, blah. I'm like. And people are like, well, I did the research.
Pellet gun?
People are like, I did the research. It's a 4mm. I was like, it's a pellet gun. It is literally a pellet gun. It's an air gun.
Is there recoil on a pellet gun?
None whatsoever.
How much could there be?
None
whatsoever.
It's
a pellet gun.
But she won, I think, silver in 2016. And she came back this year. And instead of the House of the Wolf, she had the House of the Cat medallion. And she won gold this year.
Nice.
But I was watching the competition, and it was really funny because the commentators are they're trying to explain and make these things as informative as possible, which is kind of fucking stupid within itself. But it's gotten to the point where the girls basically hold on to the button of their pants, like on the front of their pants where you button. So the whole goal is to be as relaxed as you possibly can be. So whatever makes you the most comfortable, if it's your hand in your pocket, if you want to stick it up your ass, whatever you want to fucking do, whatever works, right? They want you to be the most comfortable that you can be in this shooting position, and it is offhand. It's a one-handed, you hold it up, you pull the trigger, believe it's 20 meters. And,
seriously?
Yeah. But what's really crazy about this.
I didn't know a pellet can go 20 meters.
Yeah. Dude, there's pellet guns. I can kill a deer with a pellet gun.
Get the fuck out of here.
There are pellet guns out there that are fucking fully capable of that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a gun guy.
Completely fucking capable.
Not a gun guy. Said it again.
Yeah. But, like, the impressive part is the fact that these, I'm not even going to say these girls, these shooters, regardless of the man or woman, whatever,
yeah.
They're picking up this pellet gun, and they will hold that bitch there for, like, 45 seconds. And they go, and they'll send their round down, and then they'll slowly lower the gun down. And I was like, I would be shaking like a leaf on a fucking tree after about 15 seconds of holding that thing out there.
Jesus Christ.
Like the standing.
That takes some training for sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I'm sitting there watching the guys later because they teamed it up against the guys, but it wasn't the guys offhand. It was the guys rifle. So they were shooting the pellet gun rifles. And they got all these straps and this contraption of a fucking jacket that holds them all tight and all this other shit. And I'm like, that's not shooting.
No.
That's not even getting it in. I think what you should do is take them outside. Take them to that fucking whirlwind range over on fucking Camp Pendleton. Let them shoot in that fucking shit wad of a fucking dust bowl. Then the person that can actually hit that bitch at 40 meters with the rifle, I'll be somewhat kind of possibly maybe a little bit impressed. But you got to take that jacket shit off. Like, you go out there, bare nipples. I want to see some nipples, and that's it.
Have you watched the archery?
I watched some of the girls' archery. The girls' archery impresses me more than the guys' archery. It really does. It always has.
It's fascinating. It is absolutely fascinating to
me. I still think that girls are a better shot than most men.
I agree. Rock climbing, too. Girls are going to dominate the men over rock climbing.
I don't know.
Oh, I promise. Promise.
I don't know. Ain't nobody fucking...
So I've seen it in action. It's remarkable.
I've never heard of a female rock climber that free soloed El Capitan, but you know, when that day comes, maybe.
I'm saying
in competition, I get you. I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. The archery shit, it fascinates me how they let that shit go, and then it just drops. What the fuck is that all about?
Oh, the thing.
Have you ever done that?
Shot archery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did was like, I was relaxed. A kid, but they
relaxed.
Line up.
You're relaxed, and when you fire.
Yeah, this is great for radio. And they let go, and the thing just goes.
Yeah, their bow points down.
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
So the bow itself has those things sticking out.
Yeah.
Those are weights, right? So they're weighted, they're stabilizers is what they are, but they're weighted. So
to counteract
the pull of the bow.
The pull. Oh.
And so their arm in front is you're basically just, that's just holding and helping you aim. So whenever
you're
they release.
You're counteracting the balance of the
right.
pull.
Right, and so you're not shaking and all that shit.
Right.
And then whenever
I
you
never
release.
I thought about that.
When you release the arrow. It releases that pressure, and they're just relaxed. Your front hand should be so relaxed that whenever that pressure's released, it should drop like that. And that's why
I never
you like
fucking
that.
Thought about that. That's
Dude,
interesting.
As a
that's
shooter,
that's interesting as fuck to me.
As a shooter, that's what so many people don't understand. As a shooter, you need
be really good
to be
that.
Relaxed. When you're tense, your blood pressure goes up. When your blood pressure goes up, that fine heartbeat in your hand, that pulsation of the blood going through your body, will move where your point of aim is.
You know anybody with a bow and arrow like that?
One that's set up for competition, though.
I'd love to try that. There's got to be a place where we can, like, rent that shit for, like, a day or some stupid shit.
I mean, I have bows. I mean, I can get a bow and... arrow and put it together in the backyard and let you shoot at it, but
make sure nobody's walking past when that happens.
Jesus. Tell me about it.
Because that would go straight over the fence and oops.
So I found a property.
I'd be better than that than you'd think.
I found a property. I don't think that our podcast would survive it if I moved to it. It's in Bertram.
Oh, God.
It will not survive. No.
But it's 5.5 acres.
Damn.
With a pond and a pool and a hot tub.
Damn.
And I was like,
how much?
So the asking for it was $490.
Oh, that's not that bad for 5 acres.
Well,
Jesus
actually, it's closer
Christ.
To six. It's like 5.62 acres or some shit.
Jesus.
But I could go put a target out there for you and then just give you a bow and tell you to have at it until you run out of fucking arrows.
I promise you I'd be better at that than you think.
The podcast
well,
it's
could
survive.
Hard.
We could just build a tiny, tiny house, drag it over there. We'd be fine.
Y'all would need a tiny house. I was about to say, I mean, it had a huge fucking, like, shop. So there was a two-car garage. No, there was a three-car garage and a two-car garage on the shop.
Oh, damn.
There's two barns on the property. And then the house has a carport and a two-car garage attached to it.
Damn.
So, yeah. I mean, if y'all drug a tiny house out there, I mean, you got plenty of parking.
Where's Bertram? 183?
29 past Liberty Hill. So take 183 to 29, hang a left on 29, go out to Bertram.
God damn, you're out there, bro.
It would be. But honestly, man, I mean,
I like the idea of the fun redneck pool. The fun pool right here would be fantastic.
I'm a fucking redneck, man. I need my redneckery to be able to be redneck.
Jesus Christ, you're Texas kind of cunt.
Yeah. It's like, dude, I grew up in the mud. Like, that's all I did. Like, every fucking Friday, Saturday night since the day that I got my driver's license.
You're about to have a kid?
We were mudding and playing and having fun and going hunting. That's all we did. Lived out in the redneckery, and I would raise my daughter to be a rednecker, too.
You're definitely river people.
I hate the fucking river. I'd like to go fish the river. Floating this fucking river is...
That is not in my DNA.
So, like,
not in my DNA. I'm not floating shit.
Everybody wants to say, you know, Texas this, Texas that, it's awesome, it's great, blah, 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 I want to move there from California. Here's the thing, and I'm going to tell
Fuck
you straight
that.
Up.
Go back to California, you cunts.
First off, go back to California. Second off, we got enough fucking Karens over here fucking up all of our fucking fun.
I don't need any more of this, bro.
When I first moved here, you could go float that fucking river in whatever goddamn tube you wanted. You could carry your fucking beers down in a cooler. Nobody cared. Nobody
what
said
river
shit.
Are we talking about?
This would have been the Guadalupe.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Like, you could do whatever. It didn't matter where you started, where you ended. Go have fun. Enjoy your day.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Karens showed up. And now you have, of course, there's always been like three or four different floats, so there's different get-out points depending on how long you want to be on the water. But if you come into the city limits, now there's all these fucking problems and all this other shit that you got to do. Like, you got to have a net. You can't freaking do this. Your tube can't be over this size.
A net for what?
Crap. Carry your fucking beer cans.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you can't sink those. And then the Kamal. The Kamal is even fucking worse. Because they have rules that the cops that read them and enforce them, hey, all you fucking game wardens and cops on the Kamal River, you're fucking stupid. You're a fucking bunch of goddamn fucking idiots.
Floating anywhere is not in my DNA. Oh, I'm not floating shit. Suck a bag, bruh.
What, you don't like being pissed on by the guy upriver?
Get me a pontoon boat. And let's go play.
Let's go out on Lake Travis so you can float in Lake Travis.
I'm not floating nowhere.
That was the thing that pissed me off so bad because you can go look up the Kamal's rules. The Kamal's rules are plainly stated for your flotation device. It cannot be wider than 5 feet at its narrowest point.
Who comes up with these rules?
And they can't figure out
complete
5 foot and its narrowest point. So if y'all two, me and Amber, what we did was we went to Academy. Academy's got this really cool double tube. It's a double round tube. And in the middle between the two, it has a built-in cooler.
Oh,
perfect.
Sweet.
Perfect, right?
Yeah.
Works great. 18-pack, filled up with fucking ice, and it will hold an 18-pack.
Nice.
And 2/5. So I was like, legit, we're good, right? We're good. As long as the fists are in plastic bottles, we're fine. So we get on the fucking river. We go down the chute. So we've gone down the dangerous part of the Kamal River because you go down a chute.
There's a dangerous part of the Kamal River?
That's it. It's the first chute that comes out of the feeder part up at the very top and goes into the fucking river. Once you come out of the chute, they have that dammed up a little bit to kind of slow everybody down so you can go through the inspection point. With the fucking game warden and the cops and the fucking shitty fucking people who work there that have absolutely no fucking patience and they're not, dude.
They're unhappy workers.
Everything that you know about Texas and Texans is not happening at that fucking river ever. Ever. So you go through this, dude, and the people who are tied off to each other because, hey, we have a group of 8 people.
Yeah. You're gonna be
you have
off.
A rope. I have a rope.
Yeah, we're going to stay together.
We're going to stay together. No, they will walk through that bitch and just straight cut the ropes. You can't
Go
be tied
fuck
together.
Yourself.
You can't be tied together. You can't be tethered off. And they fucking just cut all the fucking ropes as you're coming through. First off, dude, I'm not the one that made your fucking work environment a horrible work environment. It's that fucking dickhead with the fucking badge right next to you that did that, not me.
Yeah.
So you need to get the fuck away from me because when you come rushing at me with that fucking knife, guess what I'm thinking in my head? You're trying to stab me, not cut that fucking rope, and I'll slit your fucking throat. Oh, I'm sorry, officer. You were standing right there when he charged at me with a fucking knife in his hand. That sounds like a wonderful idea. I mean, if I was law enforcement and a judge, I would tell everybody as a civilian, pull out a knife and just run at some random person and see what happens. That's a
great idea.
Fill up my fucking courtrooms, right? But the law or the rules, when you read them, state that, yeah, you can't be tethered off when you go through that point. After that, you can tether off to each other and you can
then what's the point of that rule?
Because some dude somewhere by himself basically ended up out there with a queen-size fucking mattress, ended up underneath it, and drowned.
In other words, stupid people.
You were stupid. You got too fucking drunk. You fell off your fucking queen-size mattress floaty and drowned. And now all of a sudden, I can't have a two-seater fucking tube. But again, if you read the fucking rule, it can't be longer than 5 feet at his narrowest point. And the narrowest point on that fucking double person fucking floaty, 2.5 feet, 3 feet, maybe.
No shit.
Across. All the way across the fucking thing, maybe 5.5, 6 feet. But that's not the narrowest point. That's its longest point. You said at its narrowest fucking point, you fucking jackass. I almost told him to write me a ticket, and he was like, yeah, but if anybody sees you downriver with this, they can also write you a ticket, and both of them will go to court. And I was almost right there. Going ahead. All you motherfuckers write a ticket. We're all going to go spend our
Shut
day in fucking court.
Yeah. Fuck
and
up.
We'll all be sitting here going, how about you learn how to read?
Yeah.
And all you would need is a lawyer that has two brain cells that he hasn't fucked up on cocaine yet.
Cocaine's hell of a drug.
And is literate. That is all you would need. I could beat that representing myself. Read this. What does it say?
Yeah.
Well, you know, according to the actual city code, well, I'm not worried about the city fucking code, dickhead, because that's not what you presented to everybody that's going down that river. You told them this, and this is public information to which you back up.
Are you that big on floating down a river?
Used to be.
Oh, my God.
Until that fucking day.
Complete trash.
I used to be until that fucking day.
Float down rivers, bro.
Dude, even in Texarkana before we had Caddo River that you could actually go float, we would go to the Red River on a friend's property and put in and have his fucking uncle drive to the other end of their property. It would take us... Fuck, dude, 2.5 hours on the Red River, and that motherfucker moves.
Jesus.
Oh, and we're floating the Red River. Carp,
dude, no, I'm
alligators.
Not doing that. Alligators? Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not floating a goddamn river that has alligators. This is not going to happen.
Oh, dude. We were talking about freaking...
That's complete trash.
We were going to canoe one time from Texarkana all the way to Shreveport.
That's hell no.
On the Red River.
Are you crazy?
No.
Jesus Christ, this is right out of the You Might Be a Redneck series.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Fucking ain't right.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck are we talking about?
That's why we still joke whenever people, the little French guy, whenever we had the Summer Olympics in the United States and they had the canoe. What's the little canoe thingies?
Kayak.
The kayak competition. It was on the same river that they filmed. Fuck. Starts with a D.
Good day. Yeah.
It has the guy from Smokey and the Bandit in it.
Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, Burt Reynolds. They were like, if Burt Reynolds can't make it down that fucking river, then I doubt that French fucker in some tights, they got a chance in hell. It's that one where Deliverance.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you squeal like a pig.
Ned Beatty.
Yeah. Burt Reynolds can't make it down that fucking river with a bow. I doubt that little French fucker in some tights got a shot shit. Did you see that the women's soccer team got beat?
Was it Canada?
Yeah. First time in 20 years. We lost to Canada. So now we're going to be playing for bronze.
Yeah.
Did you also see that the judge came out? The judge's ruling came out on the women's soccer team's...
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
So the women's soccer team that was filed a lawsuit for not equal pay is what the men were making?
Oh, that's way back in the day. Yeah.
They just now came out with the decision on it.
Really?
Yeah. And they basically told the women's soccer team, y'all are full of fucking shit. So here's how it breaks down. Is most of the guys that are on the men's soccer team, they play for their own football clubs now. So they have all their benefits through their football clubs. And they go, okay, we're just going to pay to play. So whenever we play a game, you pay us and we play. And the men's soccer team is, God, I think there's only 11 guys.
The U.S. men's?
Yeah.
I thought it was 15, but.
Okay, 15. I don't fuck around with soccer. I really don't.
I don't either.
But they have like 15 guys, right? So it's 11 or 15. And they just get paid for the games. They do get bonuses if they make it to the finals and all this other shit, or if they win, there's this huge bonus that comes into it. But that they're just getting paid per game. That's it. And there's 15 people. We'll just use the 15 because that's the greater number. The women's soccer team got offered the same deal. They turned it down because they don't have football clubs that they play for. So right. They want all the benefits, the freaking maternity leave, being able to miss games, all that other shit, right? So they get all that stuff. But their bonus structure and everything is less, but they get bonuses where the men don't. But they get paid the same, but they also have 22 players on the team.
So you got to divvy that up a little bit.
So, yeah. And so basically what the judges have come out and said is essentially, here's the thing, is you got offered the same deal as the men. You turned that deal
down.
And your union said, this is an acceptable deal, and y'all were all happy with it. And then you turn around and say, well, if we would have won the same thing as the men, or I'm sorry, if we would have won everything that we won, but we were on the men's deal, we would have made more money. And but at the end of the day, truth be told, if the men were on the women's deal and performed the same way that they did, they would have also made more money. Because all their pay, well, actually, not all of it, most of their pay is a guaranteed pay. It's more of a salary versus hourly deal. Like the guys' team's only getting paid if they're winning and they're there. The women's are getting paid regardless, and they have benefits. They can leave. They can do all this other shit. So the judges that have reviewed this have both two of them at this point are like this. They just threw it out.
They're like, so sorry.
Yeah, they're like, this doesn't make sense. It's like two different players' agreements. I don't know what you want me to do. Like,
it's an arbitration agreement at that point.
Yeah.
So you. You arbitrated for this, and this is what you signed. That's a you problem.
Yeah, so the last judge actually hit the nail on the head. He's like, you want your deal, and you want the guy's deal. You want both of them. You want your cake, and you want to eat it, too.
Yep.
And he's like, that's not ever going to freaking happen. And to be honest, it ain't up to him to make that deal anyway. Or make that decision. Like, him as a judge, he's like, I'm reading legal documents that go, this is what y'all agreed upon. And you're not, there's no such thing as unequal pay. That's like, you being really good, LeBron James.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, let's take this shit back to actual proven fucking science and sports. Scottie Pippen and fucking MJ. MJ got paid a fucking shit ton. Scottie Pippen was hands down probably the second best basketball player on that fucking team, and he ain't get paid shit.
That's a his decision, though. He decided that. Early on, he took a long-term deal.
Yep.
That's his problem.
Yeah.
He decided that.
That was your negotiator.
Yep. You decided
versus
that.
Versus MJ's negotiations.
Yes. You decided to take.
Apparently,
hey,
your
I
agent
want
was not as good.
$10 million a year for the next 10 years. MJ's getting $30 million a year for the next 4 years or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Bitch, you signed that deal.
Yeah.
You signed the deal.
That's what you wanted. That's what I don't understand about some of these baseball players, and especially you find it more in baseball than you do really anywhere else, because I guess based on the sport, baseball players have more of a longevity. But to
have
some
of
these,
position, but yeah.
Yeah, but to have some of these guys are like, I want to sign a 10-year deal
for
$200 million over 10 years. And I'm, well, you know, I don't get that. I really don't. Now, if you feel like you're on your way out and you're starting to get in pain.
I think that's short-sighted, but yeah, I'm with you. It's short-sighted for sure.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Say,
think about that a little bit more.
Yeah, what was his name? He played for Washington Nationals for a while. He was
Strasburg. Yeah,
Strasburg. Hey, he signed one of those deals where he wanted. He's like, I want a 10-year, 15-year deal, or whatever the fuck it was, and he got some stupid long fucking contract, and it was worth a shit ton of money. But I'm sitting here going, dude, you know,
he was pitching 100 miles an hour every day.
Yeah, and it may work out for him. It may work out for him where his elbow just doesn't hold up. He gets Tommy John's, whatever the case may
be. He's already had that.
And he's getting paid for quite some time when he's not even having to play anymore. But at the same time, I'm sitting here going, you know, if you're still in your prime and you're still playing good, you can find a team that will give you $20, $30 million for a season, maybe two, in baseball.
Yeah.
And then you can leave that team and go get another $20, $30 million from another team for 2-3 years.
Absolutely.
And if you start adding all that up and you're actually a really good player, you'll probably beat whatever it was that the long-term deal was.
Yep. But,
God, who was it? Kansas City Royals or the Cubs? The Cubs were playing some dude for fucking 20 years after he retired.
It's like
no, that's Bobby Bonilla.
It's a safety.
We just had Bobby Bonilla Day earlier this. It's August now, but earlier this month we had Bobby Bonilla Day, where he gets paid $1.15 million every year.
Yeah.
On like July 3rd or 5th or some shit like that.
Yeah,
till like 2035.
It's a safety net where, okay, well, I kind of think maybe I'm not going to be able to do this forever, but if I can get this contract that says that I don't have to keep playing and I'm still going to collect.
Well, yeah.
That's the difference between collective bargaining agreements, right? So baseball, NBA, that's all guaranteed. NHL, I believe, is all guaranteed.
Guaranteed money.
I think NFL is the only one where some of it's guaranteed, but not all.
Baseball has bonuses. Like, if you get to a certain mile markers and shit like that, they
have
bonuses.
Run.
Yeah.
Shit.
But the NFL
Golden
is
Glove.
a lot bigger on it. Right.
Right? They're way more incentive-based.
Yeah. They're looking for, you know, game-based stats. Like, you have to average so many yards per game and then complete the season with X amount of yards and then, you know.
This is how I know we've done this for a year. We've talked about
Bobby Bonilla Day?
Bobby Bonilla Day. Because that was one of our first couple episodes. And the dude gets paid $1.15 million every year on, like, July 3rd to, like, 2035.
Yeah.
It's an insane number.
That's better than the lottery.
He gave up. He's like, no, dude, let's just tell you what. You do this, and I'm good.
Yeah. And
he hasn't played in 20 fucking years, and he's still getting paid every year.
I wonder if he's a hit to the cap.
What?
I wonder if he's a hit. I want to know, is that a hit to the team?
To the salary cap?
Fuck yes, it is.
Or is it just like an expense team has to pay?
It's a million.
The owner.
$1 million. I mean, come on.
But is that something that the owner just has to pay to him? Or is this part of their salary?
It's got to be part of their salary.
But it's
only $1 million. I mean, come on. You're talking about guys making $20 million a year now.
Oh, yeah.
That's $1 million 1 year. I mean, who gives a fuck? They can write that shit off, dude.
I'm sure that the owner could write that off on his taxes, like, easily. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Who
made that deal? Was that the Mets?
Dude, I thought it was Chicago or...
That's
or
not Chicago.
Somebody.
Fuck, it's a New York team. God, dude, I want to say it's the Mets.
It'd have to be the Mets. I don't think the Yankees are that fucking stupid. They ain't the brightest fucking crayon in the box, but they were always about money. And I don't remember Bobby Bonilla ever playing for the Yankees.
It's got to be the Mets. Only the Mets would be that stupid.
I don't know. Yeah, they're bouncing around back there. I apologize. My
that wasn't my imagination.
No, the blinds are down and they're bouncing around because it's starting to get a little windy around
it
here.
It is starting to get windy.
So hopefully I can clean that up in post-production, but
I'm not hearing much of it.
Oh, I don't hear it through the headsets. I'm just talking about as far as the wind goes across the mics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've had a weird weekend, weird couple days. I mean, it started raining out of nowhere Friday.
Dude, the temperature's dropping.
Oh, yeah. It's easily in the mid-70s.
Oh, it's in the mid-70s for sure.
Dude, yesterday, one of the lightning strikes and the thunder that followed it was loud enough it set off car alarms in the parking lot.
We had a lightning strike in our apartment complex. There's a bright flash. Instantly, the thunder hit. The sound of the lightning strike was so loud. Carrie straight up screamed out loud.
Oh, yeah. It scared the crap out of me. We were sitting out on
the
patio.
It was so loud. Car alarms are going off in our goddamn apartment complex.
That's crazy. The one that hit yesterday shook my house. And that was just the thunder after the freaking lightning. Like, the lightning hit and the thunder, like, wham! It was shaking.
Was that not yesterday?
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, that shook my house pretty good. Pretty good.
Dude, I'm telling you, it was in our apartment complex or in
the But it made me think. So whenever that happened, I started thinking. I was like, I wonder. Like, so if we took this area where the deck is, moved the brick wall out there. So basically take the deck out of the ground, lay it over in that part of the yard, build onto the house out to just behind you, and then bring the deck back up. And extend it to the end. Like, how much would that cost?
That's a lot of money.
A lot.
That's a lot of money.
I was like,
oh, that's more than a pool.
Yeah.
That's more than a pool.
That's going to be brutal.
That's more than a pool.
Because you're dealing with foundation at that
point.
Yep,
that's foundation work. Fuck that, dude. What? That's more than a pool.
Fine, I'll go the pool route.
Build the pool, and then I'm going to rent out one of your spaces, and I'm never living in your goddamn house.
Can't
That's
rent out
happen.
One of my spaces. You can't. I mean, Amber's got to have her office. I have my office, and then the baby's got its room.
Underneath this deck.
It's the baby's room upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Underneath this
well,
deck.
There's only one. Got the master down and two bedrooms up.
Well, what we're going to do is underneath this deck is we're going to build that out, and that's what we're going to rent. So every morning, I just come out, and I go jump in the pool. That's how it's going to work.
It's fine with me. I mean,
Christ, we'll podcast every day at that point. What are you talking about?
You just got to remember, like, every time I wash shit down up here, it's just going to come down on your vase.
Well, we'll fix that by the build-out. I mean, come on, this isn't hard to figure out.
I'm just going to walk around on your roof.
It's fine. We don't need much.
We do live on a first-floor apartment. People
what?
Walk around on my roof all the time.
Yeah.
But that's
come on.
Those are horrible. I fucking hate apartments. I don't know how y'all fucking live in one.
I can't afford to buy a fucking house.
This one's
not anymore.
This
not even
not
little.
It's impossible to buy a house in this area. Are you kidding me? All these California fucks? Fuck all you California fucks. Go back to California. Fuck and you.
What was that guy that did two Bears, One Cave not too long ago? Mark something or another?
Mark Normand.
They were making fun of fucking Joe Rogan and everybody that
yep.
was moving to Austin.
Yep.
Like, yeah, listen to that guy. Carry your ass right back. That'd be great. I don't think you're going to have anybody argue with you there. Like, please, just leave.
Yeah. He looked up a house. It was $850,000. It was, what?
800 square feet?
Yeah.
800 square feet.
Oh, in California?
No.
Here. In Texas. In Texas.
Was that bitch in downtown?
Yeah. Yeah, right off of 35. They wanted $800,000 for an 832 square foot. It was in shambles.
Yeah. I've seen mobile homes look better than this.
Shambles.
Oh, no, I've seen
it those. It was like almost a ghost.
I've seen those down there that are right next to Rainy Street and all
yes,
that shit.
Yes, yes. Well, $832,000 for a fucking... It, The roof leaks.
It don't matter. It's the property. You're buying the property. You're not buying the house.
Oh, my God.
You're buying that property.
That's why we can never afford $832,000. No, not here.
Nah, you can afford them. You just got to go up to Liberty Hill, Bertram.
Well, Jesus then Christ. I can't afford the gas to get to work if we ever actually go back.
Oh, no, we're not going to go back until next July.
Yeah, I know.
I'll guarantee you.
Oh, I guarantee you that. Have you seen the pictures from Lollapalooza?
No.
Oh, my freaking God.
Oh, dude. It's obscene. So they're selling fake vaccination cards?
Oh, yeah.
For $50.
No, we have a friend that has 10 of them.
Oh, my God.
My bro. Okay.
Well, now he's down to 8. He's down to 8 of them.
The vaccination is free.
But they're doing this just so they what can are we get doing? The concert. But there's
dude, I'm telling you, man. Hey, people are not the mass population is not as stupid as what we think it is. There is a very large majority of the population that is extremely fucking stupid. Yes. That's why we have Joe Biden as a president. But this is what I'm trying to explain to people. It's like, dude, I'm not taking a vaccine that is, one, not a vaccine. Yeah. Two, doesn't stop anything because I'm still going to get sick and I can still be a carrier. Three, it's not stopping me from spreading anything. That's not a fucking vaccine. That's a fucking flu shot that people get every year that don't work. They don't work.
I've never
If I get a flu shot, I get the flu. If I don't get a flu shot, I don't get the flu. Stop giving out fucking flu shots.
I haven't had the flu since people who get the flu, Round Rock.
People who get the flu and die? You get the flu and die.
It's called getting the flu.
It's called fucking survival of the fittest. I'm sorry. I'm not on this fucking planet to fucking bah humbug or to fucking Purple Heart love every fucking thing here.
I watch some of this shit and I'm like, well, Darwin.
Yes.
This is Darwin.
I'm sorry. If Joe Biden fucking just wakes up one night, walks out in the middle of the fucking street and gets ran over by a fucking train because he's got fucking Alzheimer's, shit fucking happens. I don't fucking care.
I just look at this shit and go, Darwin, okay.
I'm old school redneck, man. I will help you out as much as I can help you out. I will be there. I will come help you change your tire. Hey, you got some cattle that got out. I'll help you mend a fence and go get that motherfucker back in. I will do whatever I can to help you. You need some brown sugar, motherfucker? I got you.
Could you mend a fence, woman?
Fuck no.
I wouldn't even know how to begin.
I got you. I'll come mend your fucking fence for you. But here's the thing.
Yo, show me how to mend a fence, and then I can mend a fence.
No, yeah, I've showed you how to fucking roll up fucking speaker wire, and you can't do that.
Well, it happens. What do you expect?
But here's what I'm getting at. Rednecks love everybody.
Yeah.
We love rednecks. We love... I don't give a shit what you are, what you look like, what your skin tone is. I love you. Trust me. I got your back. Unless you're a fucking twat nut. Yeah. If you're a fucking piece of shit, I'm not going to fucking help you.
I grew up in southern Alabama.
Be respectful.
Redneck land.
Be respectful and a motherfucker will help you.
Yeah.
He will give you the shirt off his fucking back. We will get this shit done. Don't worry about it, sweetheart, sweet sir, whatever.
Yeah.
We got this. But if you're a piece of shit.
It's all the Karens
in the world. I'll call 811 and we'll just figure out where I can put your ass in the ground.
That's the title of the episode.
811.
811.
I have met many people like that.
Yeah.
I want that 9mm that you have.
Okay.
You just need to go get one.
I want to buy his, and he can go get one.
He doesn't.
Can't we do that?
We're in Texas, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Pretty sure that you don't need anything to do that.
No, I can just anymore. I can hand it to you, and you're fine. You
right.
Check, and it's good.
Welcome
I'm not
Texas.
Lying.
Ooh, that was
what the fuck was that?
The problem is.
Lightning. I think that was lightning.
It was. Yep.
Oh, I think that is time to close up shop.
The problem with the one that I have is I can only buy one a year.
Really?
Oh, goddamn. That's right. You told me that last week. Yeah.
About one every calendar year. And on the end of that fucking big thunderous clap.
Yeah.
I think that was where he was going. To prove I'm rednecker than you. Love you fuckers, and I hope you don't have to smell a fart that smells like a gut shot deer.
Oh, God. Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're out. I don't know what to
enjoy
on
that thought
one.
For.
Yeah. Savor that.
If you've ever smelled a gut shot,
savor that.
That's rap.
Never done such a thing in my life.
It's rap. And they're vegetarians.
Dude, I'm not lying. I think we should close up shop. I'm pretty sure that was lightning.
All right. Love you, fuckers. Bye.
Later.
Bye.